This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mother Nature's being tough on millions of Americans. We'll start in California.
The National Weather Service is predicting highs between 100 and 115 degrees inland. That's making it tougher on firefighters who are battling 14 fires around the state, plus dozens of smaller ones. In Southern California, two people were killed and one injured by the Fairview Fire, which burned 2,000 acres Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On the East Coast, it's heavy rain and some flash flooding possible this week from parts of the South up through the East Coast and into New England. Children return to school today in Uvalde, Texas. They'll see new high fencing around their school campuses and lots of police, 3 months after a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers in two fourth grade classrooms. Still no firm word on what happened to jogger Eliza Fletcher, who was kidnapped near the University of Memphis last week. But police are tweeting information about a body that's been found. The AP's Mike Gracia.
In a tweet late Monday, police in Memphis said a body had been found in a Memphis neighborhood, but the identity of that person and cause of death were unconfirmed. The tweet made no reference to 38-year-old Eliza Fletcher, whose kidnapping early Friday morning was caught on surveillance video. Saturday, U.S. Marshals arrested 38-year-old Cleotha Abston and charged him with Fletcher's kidnapping. I'm Mike Gracia.
Today's the day Britain gets a new prime minister, Liz Truss. Scandal-ridden Boris Johnson's been forced out, comparing himself this morning to one of those booster rockets, he says, that will be gently re-entering the atmosphere. Now to the war in Ukraine. U.S. intelligence finds that the Russians are buying millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea as the war in Ukraine drags on. This is AP News. A warning from the president of France to residents there.
French President Emmanuel Macron is calling for a sharp 10% reduction in the country's energy use in the coming weeks and months to avoid the risk of rationing and cuts this winter. Macron's remarks come amid tensions with supplier Russia over the war in Ukraine. Macron says the best energy is that which we don't consume, urging businesses and households to save energy. That includes turning down heating and air conditioning. Macron warns forced energy savings might have to be considered in the coming months if voluntary energy saving isn't sufficient. He adds energy rationing plans are being prepared in case, and that cuts will happen as a last resort. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A tiger escaped from a private breeder in Ukraine, prompting a warning from authorities in neighboring Slovakia, where the tiger was seen over the weekend. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.